Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for not retaliating for sanctions imposed Thursday by President Obama. The sanctions were for interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. John McCain is head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke with reporters about the most recent U.S. sanctions on Moscow.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
President Obama imposed sanctions, calling his actions a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interest in violation of established international norms of behavior. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes on Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple car bomb explosions have been reported in parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency that the Iraqi forces had also disabled a number of car bombs. This is VOA News. Major cities around the world focusing now on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the December 19 hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that killed 12 and other attacks during 2016. New York City officials have positioned dozens of trucks meant to act as a protective barrier. As an expected, 1 million revelers will join the countdown to festivities marking the beginning of the new year. Carlos Gomez is New York's police chief.
They'll use metal detectors to scan individuals entering the observation areas and pens. We will also deploy our full complement of explosive-detecting canines, the dogs, both at the event and throughout our transit system. Throughout the day and well into the night, detailed personnel will sweep hotels, theaters, and parking garages for potential threats and suspicious packages.
One of the first prominent New Year celebrations to start 2017 will be in Australia, where an extra 2,000 police officers are protecting Sydney's Harbour's famed Night of Entertainment. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said goodbye to his UN staff.
You have been working day in and day out, and I thank you. That really has motivated me, knowing that you are very much committed. That has given me motivation to work harder and harder.
Mr. Ban's term ends on January 1st. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. Tomorrow night, Mr. Ban will be on hand in New York City to help the revelers celebrate the new year. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for becoming the epitome of Hollywood glamour, an elegant and attention-seeking actress who paved the way for future generations. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills to pay respects to Gabor, who died December 18th from a heart attack at age 99. Her husband, Frederick Von Halten, was seated at the front of the church, close to where Gabor's ashes were displayed in a gold rectangular box.
Well, her fans should remember the way she was very glamorous. She was glamorous always. You saw the picture with her red dress. That's how she, you see the picture over there in her red riding jacket, you know, riding horses. That's how people should remember my wife.
Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described as being famous for being famous.
That's the latest world news from VOA.